Halloween Tombstoners, and welcome back to another spooky episode of
High on Horror.
Today, Josh and Miles are back at it again, not with the white vans, with the red t-shirts.
Yeah.
We are bringing you a commentary track for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, finally, celebration of the Pooterverse.
I'm telling you, this is the Super Bowl of High on Horror. You're going to love this shit. And by love, I mean you're not going to know how you feel about it for a while.
I've not seen this. Miles saw this in theaters.
Yep.
We talked about it on the show when it was announced and when it was coming out, and the subsequent sequel that definitely looks much better. The quality looks better. Pooh looks a lot more scary. Very excited to see that. And they've announced the Pooterverse, which will be like the MCU of free use child stories turned into horror movies.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, why not? Why not?
Yeah, I'll take it. Two Winnie the Pooh movies kicking it off. We got Bambi, The Revenge, or whatever it's called.
Something like that. The Reckoning.
There's gonna be a Pinocchio, a Tinkerbell, a Peter Pan.
It's gonna be great.
I want some other stuff in there, though. Like, there's other child stories. Give us me a Headless Horseman or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, give me something spooky that is already spooky. don't make everything spooky. give me a Rocko's Modern Life. But, yeah, we're watching this on Peacock, and you can watch along if you want. If not, that's cool, too. We'll try to make it funny. The little description on Peacock is a bloodthirsty Winnie the Pooh and Piglet terrorize Christopher Robin and a group of young women.
Yep, that's the plot.
Not rated R, though. Rated TVMA. That's weird.
I mean, it would be R if it went to, like, it's one of those ones, there's like some abstract movie club that is like, yeah, if you want to watch movies and like plays and stuff, come here on Thursdays. And then one of the things they had was Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah, we have a theater like that. But we will do a countdown if you want to watch along with us. So we're all synced up. We'll do 1, 2, 3, play, and then we'll hit play. So 1, 2, 3, play.
So because you're watching it on your TV, you're not going to be able to hear it, which is a bummer because the line execution in this is exactly as good as you would expect it to be.
Yeah, the like trailer started playing when I first hovered over it, and they didn't look like they were good actors.
So this is telling the backstory.
So these are crossbreeds?
Yes.
They're not in his imagination.
No.
What do they mean by crossbreeds? Like half man, half bear?
Yep.
Like some person fucked a bear and Winnie the Pooh was made?
I don't know if they're going to reveal what caused it. But Christopher Robin became friends with all of them.
They seem nice here.
They are nice here.
We got Pooh. We got, I'm going to assume, Tigger.
Rabbit.
These are all pencil drawings, so it's hard to tell. You can tell Pooh. Eeyore.
Tigger isn't free use until this year now, so when this movie came out, Tigger wasn't free use yet.
Is it just Pooh and Piglet in this? Or is the owl in there? I know the owl's in the new one.
It's just Pooh and Piglet. So yeah. What's happening is Christopher Robin had to say goodbye to them and go to school to become a doctor. And these animals are domesticated, so they can't survive out on their own. So they're like starving and turning on each other and shit.
They're going to eat Eeyore. Oh, no, they ate Eeyore. Eeyore's my favorite.
No, he's the first to go.
A trauma warped the minds of the group. They became feral and developed a hatred for all things human. Aw, that makes me sad, because I was hoping that down the road we would get an Eeyore.
No, Eeyore dead. So now they have murder in their hearts, and they will never speak again. That's a big part of it. They never will speak again.
Aw, that's just because you couldn't get the masks to move in this one.
Actually, speaking of the masks, I might as well reveal now. I've been following this company that makes like movie grade masks for a long time. They're called Immortal Masks. Mm-hmm. And they got contracted to make the Winnie the Pooh mask for this one. And he has a pretty expressive face for being like a rubber mask.
Oh, does it like move?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was just stationary.
No, no. They've got some motion in the ocean. If the ocean's face.
I like the way they all seem to look in the second one. They actually are like hairy and stuff.
Yeah, I think this is going to be pretty close. Granted, yeah, I watched this like a year ago.
I'm hoping that one came out for its one-day theater release, right? The second one?
Yeah, they got 2 days.
Oh. So hopefully it'll be out on the Redbox or something soon.
It comes to Max on November 11th.
Oh, really? November?
Yep.
It's April.
I know. That's going to be the what nearest the it comes out. Max already has the rights to it, and we have to wait till November.
It'll probably be on DVD before that.
I certainly hope so. So Christopher Robin has now graduated, and he's bringing his fiance to come and meet his best friends.
And you've never checked up on them? You never came home on fucking Christmas vacation, was like, gonna go check on Pooh and the boys?
Apparently not.
Is Rabbit a girl?
You know, I don't think that it ever... No, I think Rabbit's a boy, but...
No.
I don't know.
What about Tweety Bird? Tweety Bird a girl?
I assume so. She has hearts for her eyes.
She's got eyelashes, really big eyelashes.
Oh, yeah, that's a big part, too. That's how you
there know. There are always some. There's always some in cartoons that it's hard to tell. Like Bluey. The current one is Bluey. Bluey is not a boy. Bluey's a girl.
Who's Bluey?
Bluey's the world's most famous cartoon right now. It's a dog. It's dog family. But I think everyone thinks it's a boy because, A, the kids do the kid dog voices.
Right.
But the dad dog is blue and the mom dog is, like, brown. And Bluey is blue and her sister is brown. So you would think that, oh, Bluey is a boy because it looks like the dad. But no. Two girls.
Hmm. I've never heard of this Bluey.
It's pretty good. It's Australian.
Ah, okay.
But it's on, like, Disney and stuff.
So they are walking through the 100-acre wood, and they're talking about how, oh, I can't wait to make babies, and our lives are about to get so much better, and you're making me walk through the woods. He's like, no, I'm telling you, this little yellow bear is my best friend.
But why are they, like, man-sized?
This is a movie called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. How much description do you want?
There's no explanation. No, like, he just said that there was a little yellow bear. He's not little. He's like 6'2".
Yeah, I mean, maybe he was when they were children.
But he only went away for college. He hadn't been gone that long.
It's forever in Pooh years.
Well, he said to be a doctor, so I guess, I mean, that could be 12 years.
Yeah, he's pretty stupid for a doctor. So
apparently
also,
you're not coming home for Christmas and shit.
They're showing off all their sets right now, but the conversation at this point is stretched so thin at the amount, like, they've given you all the information they can, and they just stretched it out as long as they could. And it just never, like, this movie is especially, like, there's a lot of drawing things out for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, he's, like, British.
Yeah, he's British.
Is that just because this company is in Britain, or is Winnie the Pooh originally a British story?
I don't know, but I think everybody in this is British.
You ever heard about the guy that does Winnie the Pooh's voice?
No.
Jim Cummings? He got arrested for, like, beating his wife and his dog and, like...
Jesus.
Forced sex against his wife and stuff. Like, it was crazy.
And she was like, oh, bother.
Have you ever heard Dan Soder do Winnie the Pooh's voice?
No, but I'm sure he does it pretty good.
It's perfect. And he used to be on The Bonfire on XM, and they were covering that story, and he did the whole thing in Winnie the Pooh voice, and it's fucking hilarious.
That is funny. I love Dan Soder. He's great.
Yeah, he's funny. I just watched his new special on YouTube last week. It was great.
So I don't know if you saw, there's mason jars of honey just laying around, oozing everywhere.
This should have been like a metaphor. It would be hard to use the other characters, but this could have been a metaphor for drug abuse, where every time Pooh eats honey, that's what drives him like crazy.
It's his anger sauce.
Or he runs out of honey and then he starts jonesing.
Just ripping people's heads off. So this is a genuinely scary, well-made set.
Yeah, the aesthetic looks really cool. And it definitely looks more well-made than I remember the trailer making it look.
Yeah,
unless it just goes downhill from here, because I remember the house scenes looked very cheesy.
They are, but this, this is so good, and I think this is an important movie. I think that's what I'm trying to say, is I think that this movie is going to be something that leads to a lot of other really great things, but it is crazy that this is the product that I feel this way about.
It is. Why do they have like antlers and horns and stuff everywhere?
Because they're being
killing
creepy.
All the other animals.
They did kill all the other animals. There's two of them. Uh-oh.
Oh, bother.
Yep. We'll talk about that phrase then.
That guy does so many other people's voices, too. He does, like, Pete in the Goofy movie. Goofy's bad guy, Pete.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does a whole bunch of... I think he's Darkwing Duck.
Wow, he's, like, iconic.
Yeah.
And he beats his wife.
He's the bat. He's the Sultan's guard in Aladdin.
I'm not as well-versed on my cartoons as I used to be. Like, I feel like I'm due to go on a run of all of them, but it's just so... I have such a hard time caring.
Why are there trailers outside? Pooh went and bought some trailers? Some pull-behinds?
I guess so.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, you should just abandon all this logic and reasoning stuff.
No, that's what makes it fun. The whole point of the commentary. We're supposed to report on the ridiculous.
This is fucking stretched out.
He's not even dressed like Pooh.
No.
Pooh doesn't wear overalls. He's dressed like Mario.
And his red shirt is plaid.
I want a grown man in a yellow bear costume.
No
with
pants.
Only a t-shirt on.
No pants.
I wonder if it's one of those things where the name is up for use, but the likeness isn't.
Could be.
So you can't make it look exactly like...
I guess that's why those pencil drawings looked a little weird.
Probably.
Because it is not hard to draw a perfect Winnie the Pooh.
Original Pooh in the book doesn't even wear a shirt. He's just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
So the red t-shirt might be Disney. Oh, it's Piglet! Shit.
Piglet is choking out Christopher Robin's girlfriend with a chain.
And Piglet is enormous. Piglet is about 6 foot with giant tusks coming out of his mouth. He's not the little Piglet you're thinking of. But maybe this movie's better in your mind's eye if it's described to you.
It probably is. So he just killed her with a chain, and it went on for a really long time.
Oh, shit, she's dead.
She's dead, yeah.
I thought she was going to make it through the movie.
Nope, she done. I forgot she was in this movie until the movie started.
Wouldn't this movie be better if it was Chucky style and they were all small?
I don't know. We'll have to be the judge of that
by the
end of it.
And they're actual toys.
When I was a kid, I had one of those old school ones where he didn't wear a t-shirt, like a stuffed bear. Oh, there he is.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
He's like, Pooh Bear, thank God. Piglet just killed my wife. You wouldn't know anything about this. We used to be friends. You're still supposed to be friends.
Until you kill your fiance.
They're gonna kill Christopher Robin? The description made me believe he was the main character.
He's not.
Piglet looks a little like he belongs in Saw.
He does. Notice how long it's taking for them to get to him, and he's just begging for them not to get him. It just goes on. He's just begging, and they just keep slowly moving towards him. And so this is a trend you'll notice in this movie, is it's fucking torturous to watch it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I mean, is it because they're supposed to be toys?
I don't know.
They're just dragging the time out.
They're dragging
the time
out.
I feel like
this
movie's not even that long.
It's not. They really had to pad
shit out. 24 minutes.
Yeah, they really had to pad some shit out, so everything is...
Oh, they're not even going to show it.
Yeah, I think they ran out of money. There's definitely strange...
They ate Christopher Robin. They pencil drawed, showed you that they hogtied him and cooked him on a fire.
So, okay, you're going to need to turn the volume up to hear this. This score is irresponsibly good. It's disgusting how good the score is for this movie.
And this is how it is the whole movie?
I mean, this is the most clear you're going to hear it.
How'd you kill Christopher Robin off in the beginning? That's irresponsible. He should have come back at the end, kicked a door open, cocked a shotgun, and said, "Daddy's home."
It's almost like you've seen this movie before, Josh.
Oh, does this happen?
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
He shows back up, Busta Rhymes style.
It's just roundhouse kicking, Winnie the Pooh.
That is some good music. It is juxtaposed to the horrible compositing that's going on in the background. Drop my phone.
Your phone.
I don't like Pooh's face. I'll say that. And that is just convenient writing to be like, and they made a pact to never speak again.
Yeah.
Just so that nobody has to do ridiculous voices.
Imagine if they got the guy who does this, the fucking...
Yeah, hire Jim Cummings, he'd do it. Maybe that's part of a likeness deal, though. Like, they can't sound like it either.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Disney's probably got all sorts of clauses wrapped up for that type of shit. They're not just giving this away, you know what I mean? How does that work? So this went into, what is it called?
Public domain.
Public domain. So that is when... anything is created, it is allowed to be adapted by the public with no, like, cost of licensing.
Correct.
And the rule is, like, what is it? It's, like, 100 years plus the life of the author or something like that?
I'm not sure about the life of the author part, but it used to be 88, and then...
Yeah, I know it's changed a couple of times.
Yeah, when Mickey Mouse was about to become public domain... Disney lobbied the shit out of the United States government and got them to change the law on public domain so that way Mickey Mouse didn't get sucked into it. And I think it's this upcoming year, Mickey Mouse is about to be public domain, and it makes
Tugboat
me wonder.
Tugboat Willie is, yeah.
Huh?
Tugboat Willie is.
Tugboat Willie, yeah.
Mickey's original character.
But it's coming, and Disney, I feel like
Why
Disney's
would Disney
gotten away
care?
From him.
I don't understand this idea of having a mascot. Like, Mickey Mouse is Disney's mascot. Everything is Disney is Mickey Mouse shaped. But they don't even really use him as a mascot anymore.
No.
All of this Disney Plus shit, he has never once been the forefront of that at all. And they never make Mickey Mouse movies.
Right. They really have been getting away from him. He just is their symbol at this point.
Like, there has never been an in-theater, big-budget Mickey Mouse movie. Fucking Goofy's had a movie. Goofy had two movies.
Mickey,
you know what I mean?
Just...
So why is he? Why is he? He's your giveaway for free character that you put on TV all the time. So what do you care if he goes into public domain?
It's all about the image, man. Guaranteed Disney's mad that this movie got made. So what?
So many things are, though. Like, and it's weird that, so Disney bought the rights. So eventually Spider-Man will be in public domain.
Eventually.
And anyone will be able to make a Spider-Man movie.
Correct.
That's crazy. So Superman has to be coming up on that soon, then.
Absolutely, he is.
So there's nothing DC can do about that, like their continued use of the characters. Not,
I mean, they don't have to pay for it either, though. So the estate of whoever.
Yeah, but they don't have to pay for it now. Oh, like they won't have to pay the estate anymore?
It seems like that's the case. Because no one else will have to, so why should they have to?
Interesting.
So what you missed here was that our main character is at the therapist talking about how someone broke into her window, if I'm not mistaken, and it scarred her. So she and her friends are going out into an Airbnb that looks like it's in a really great wooded area to get away so that she can kind of try and recuperate.
Yeah, and she drives a Mini Cooper. That's never a good sign.
Nope, not a good sign. Superman will be public domain in 2034, and Batman 2035, and the Joker 2036, and Wonder Woman 2037. Years. That's a crazy lineup, though. Get the whole DC universe within 5 years.
So in like 10 years from now, Marvel could just introduce Superman into the MCU.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
It's weird that there's nothing against a character that is still an ongoing character. You know what I mean? Like Sherlock Holmes, the estate of whoever the fuck created Sherlock Holmes, just not still making Sherlock Holmes books.
No. Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So that makes sense. But if the company, if DC owns it, if they created it,
it like, would be it isn't their
like,
likeness.
It isn't like the creator, like. Stan Lee worked, like, Marvel was a thing when he created Spider-Man, and that's why Marvel owns Spider-Man
right.
for the comic books. It'd be weird that anyone else could start making comic books when Marvel is still using Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though. That's why Disney lobbied to, like, keep the rights of their shit, too. Like, yeah. I don't think that's the same girl as the main girl from this movie. She went into this creepy-ass garage. She's trying to get gas, and he's just like, those old things, they don't work.
Then why are you here, sir? If you're not operating a gas station, why are you working at the gas station?
Look at how much shit is just laying around in there, and he's wearing a jumpsuit like he's being productive in some way.
He reminds me of Freak Show from Harold and Kumar.
Here's another thing. Another family seems to have been mistakenly stopping at this gas station as well.
Yeah, a lot of these things have gone into public domain as of the last few years. That's why we got a couple of different Jungle Book movies. I believe Peter Pan is out there as well. So a great deal of all of the stories that most people think are Disney stories that are actually like, what are those like Hansel and Gretel and all that type
like
of shit?
Folklore.
Yeah. Like,
fables.
Yeah. There's some fables. Yeah. All the fables, your Cinderella, your Alice in Wonderland, Snow White, all that shit. All of that is going into public domain, so you will be getting, like, Little Mermaid is in public domain again.
Mm-hmm.
So even though Disney just made a live-action adaptation, we'll get a horror movie version, we'll get a more realistic, because a lot of these stories are very dark, and Disney just took them and was like, for children!
Right. Yeah, the Little Mermaid, like, bites people's faces off and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like all of these are, like, horror stories, and Disney was just like, nah. You just take the scary stuff out, kids will love this.
So, in this movie, there are, I believe, 5 girls that have come along for this trip, and there's some social tension between the nerd and the one whose eyelashes are so long that if she blinks fast enough, she'll get air time. She'll lift
they're
off.
They're way too big. She's not bad looking, though. She's got a little Ashley Tinsdale to her.
She does. All of them are attractive.
I don't know. That one that was talking to the gas station guy, her. She's got a bit of a strong face.
She does. That's exactly what she has, and she is our main character.
Oh no.
Yep. And there's the new character, the redhead, so I guess that puts us up to 6 girls.
Oh, is she gonna get it? Would she blow a tire or something?
She's lost. They collected all of their phones in a bowl and put it in a different room. So this girl's trying to call them and be like, I'm lost, I can't get there, and all their phones are in a bowl.
I think that's something you do once everybody got there.
You would think that, yeah. But they were like, no one wants Ginger here anyway.
But also, they ain't got GPS in the UK. Come on, sweetheart, you got an iPhone.
The GPS keeps telling her to turn around.
It knows poo's on the loose.
Yes. It's like, this is a dangerous area. You should not be here.
Oh, there he is. He's sprinting. I thought he was just going to disappear.
Nope.
He's so far away to start running at her.
The music is good. The music is really good.
Yep, it does sound good. It's just, I can't help but see a man in a costume.
Yes, because it's exactly what it is, Josh.
Yeah, but that's why I think it would be better if it was Chucky style. So at least I could think it was a toy.
Yeah.
I guess they did say they were hybrids or whatever in this. Weird freaks of nature, because in the town Christopher Robin lives in, everybody's in the woods fucking animals. Who fucked the owl?
Look at his big fucking belly.
Yeah, he's pretty fat. He looks to have slimmed down in the next one.
So there's a version of this movie available on eBay. If you type in Blood and Honey Steelbook, it's $230.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's got like children's books they made and stuff.
Oh, he ripped her shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't think we were getting titties.
And that's the Boob Report.
Yeah. Welcome back, baby. First Boob Report since we've been back from our hiatus. Oh, that was good.
Right?
Yeah, Pooh Bear, get it. He's smashing this bitch's face into the wood chipper. But not like into the wood chipper, like in the edge of the wood chipper just to kill her. And now he's going to dump her whole body in the wood chipper. Hell yeah, Pooh Bear, get that. This is what we came here for, folks.
Like, there's... She's
her legs would not be kicking. Your brains were beaten in. That's a poor...
The CGI blood is bad. Yeah, the CGI blood is bad. And they put it on random things, and you can tell it's, like, not real.
Yeah, it's never good.
But, like, look at this shot.
Yeah, that's good. Where is that? That looks like that movie we watched, The Ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, very creepy. I'm looking at the cover of Blood and Honey 2. Everyone is different. We got the owl. Owl's front and center. Looks like the vulture from fucking Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
Pooh looks great. He's all hairy. Tigger looks insane and scary. And Piglet just looks fat and is missing his tusks now. That's no good. Also, I guess, spoiler alert, neither one of them die in this movie.
Wow.
Unless they're resurrected.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Maybe there's some sort of resurrection.
A supernatural element is going to be introduced. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up. I'm having a great time right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for this. I've been talking about this movie. I saw it once. I've been talking about it for months.
What is this chick doing? She's just dancing?
She's just gyrating in her undies.
I thought she was filming it for the gram, but I forgot she put her phone in a bowl.
I feel like she has a secret phone. Oh, there it is. She gets her phone back. I knew it.
She just won't take her phone. Yeah, we were going to do this live in person, but I was supposed to go down and see Miles, but my flight got interrupted by bad weather.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah, we got a shitload of snow, so I wasn't going to get on a plane.
There was an earthquake today too. Did you feel the earthquake?
Mm-mm. No, I heard there was one in New Jersey, so that's pretty close to you.
Well, I didn't feel it. Some other people said they did, but they said it went all the way up through New England, so I didn't know if you'd felt it.
Well, I was watching Dune all afternoon, so I probably thought it was one of the effects of the movie. There was a sandworm afoot.
Yeah, buddy. So we're hearing the backstory of what happened to our main girl. And
when someone broke her window, is that?
That's what it looks like, is somebody broke her window.
Everybody's in their underwear in this movie. It's a good time.
I will spoil for you, the only tits are the ones that we already got.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not greedy, Miles. She just hears something kind of outside, so she's slowly approaching. It's outside. You don't have to slowly approach. There's a man out there. A regular man. I thought it was going to be a bear man.
Nope, just a regular man.
Ah, is your trauma's not even related? I was hoping for a Friday the 13th Part 3 where the girl had some sort of prior interaction with Jason that we never saw before.
Nope.
Cuts to a scene of Pooh, like, trying to kidnap her in the woods or something.
Well, who's to say that that isn't what's going to happen?
That's true. I'm not here to say it. There's someone outside your door. You don't hear that. You heard some man outside your window. Oh, your microphone just clicked at the same rate as that door opened. I was like, how am I hearing this? Is this still flashback?
This is still flashback.
Oh, okay. I thought we got out of the flashback.
Nope, we're still there. See,
it's hard when you can't hear it.
Everything just drags out for so long. The audio is really a key part of this movie, and you're missing it. But look at that fucking guy.
Yeah, he's in the house. What is he doing? Pinching her neck? Oh, he's trying to remove the top.
Yeah, but what is his end game here? You can't just, like, pull it off like that.
Yeah. You can't just dump somebody's tees out in the middle of the night. That would probably freak me out, you think? You think that would freak you out? I don't think there's a chance that it wouldn't freak you out. Craziest dialogue I've ever seen. You never told this story to any of your closest friends? You were just like, hey, something traumatic happened to me. Let's go away for the weekend. Eerie orchestral music. Electrify buzzing. He's covered in blood, but it kind of looks like honey as well. He's slurping it.
Yeah, he's eating the honey, and he's covered in blood.
Piglet is on some bicycle generator. Why do they need electricity? Maybe that's why they're so upset. Jesus, Christopher Robin really did domesticate them. He got them hooked up with power. Got them those pull-behind campers. Of course they're upset. Where'd they get all this shit? Meat hooks galore.
They already ate the hell out of that girl. Oh, wait, no, it's not a girl. It's Christopher Robin.
He's still alive. They cooked him. We saw a video.
We saw a cartoon that said so.
Maybe they're just slicing slabs off of him. He's their punching bag. Pooh's just going to go in there and fucking knuckle up. I don't think he needs to be drooling at all times. That's a little unnecessary.
Yeah. But you wanted it to be expressive and move around. That's the best they can do, is just stick some honey on it.
Yes, yeah. He's a little Michael Myers. I definitely don't want them talking. That is a good choice. Uh-huh. He said, I love you, Pooh. He's like, you're my number one amigo.
I'm sorry I sought higher education. I'm sorry I was an irresponsible pet owner.
I needed to become a doctor to understand how hybrids like you came to be. What have the people of this town done to you? Oh, Pooh's looking in the mirror, and he's not liking what he's seeing. Bear monster, man. But he's all, like, rubbery. He's not hairy. And the next one, they're all, like, hairy, which definitely was a better choice. Fucking Tigger looks insane. He's like if there was a serial killer and the member of Cats. So all they gave, I mean, I guess that makes sense. All fucking Winnie the Pooh gives a shit about is honey. But if he's got honey, what's he need food for?
It's actually kind of a cool shot with the crazy eyes.
He's got Sith Lord eyes.
He does. Oh, and he's crying honey.
Why is he crying honey? I thought he bashed his face into like a jar, like fucking Scarface style. The honey keeps him amped up. Oh, shit. Oh, he's going fucking Michael Myers crazy and smashing. Hell yeah. Get it, Pooh. I don't like a big piglet, though. Piglet's supposed to be small. Should have been a child in a costume. And fucking creepy as hell.
You know, that would have been a better move.
Still mad about Eeyore, though. Hopefully his skeleton comes back. Some sort of flaming Eeyore skeleton.
I feel like Rabbit would have been pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta get Rabbit eventually.
They just had to come up with a reason they could only afford two masks.
Yeah. We're getting Owl and Tigger, so I'm assuming maybe Rabbit will be in the post-credits scene of the second one. He's whipping him with a ponytail? He just took like a ponytail off the wall and is lashing Christopher Robin for making him cry honey. Yeah, it's breaking skin. He's all cut up. Holy shit.
With a fucking ponytail.
That doesn't make any... Did he cut it off a victim? It was just hanging on the wall.
I think it's his ex-wife or his... Not ex-wife. Oh, his fiance. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's his ex now.
Yep.
If he makes it through this one and can never get a boner again, maybe he'll find love.
Do you think
who's going to believe this story?
Right?
My imaginary hybrid monster friends that lived in the woods went feral and beat me. Killed my wife.
That's her.
Maybe that's who they set on fire in 8.
That's who they set on fire in 8.
I mean, it clearly looked like Christopher Robin.
Do you think there's a velocity that you could swing a hair that it would break skin on contact? Like, how fast would a piece of hair need to be going? And he lashed this dude's back up with a ponytail.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you wet the tip. I mean, ponytail, it depends on... Oh, no, she's being showered in blood. What? Oh, my God.
Yep, Pooh is just...
Why is that necessary?
Torturing Christopher Robin right now by making him bathe in his lover's blood.
All he did was go to school. He's just walking around with the dead corpse. It would maybe make a little more sense if they were... if they had started as imaginary, which is what I always thought they were. When I was a kid, I was shocked to find out that they were toys.
Oh, really?
Because I don't feel like they ever call them toys in the cartoon at all. So I thought they were just like his imaginary friends.
Yeah, no, I always thought they were toys because I always had the exact toys that it was based off of.
Yeah.
So this girl has got a fantastic rack.
Yeah, she is put together something fierce.
But she is not the one you see naked, even though she's displaying her body more than anyone else. You don't get to see her naked.
Good enough. Maybe she has a producer's credit. Now she's on the Insta. I knew she was an Insta model. She's shaking that for the camera.
OnlyFans, bruh.
Yeah. Only cans. This is definitely more well-made than I expected it to be. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Yes, see, exactly. I was saying to everybody, I'm like, it's so bad, it's good. And this is exactly that. Oh, you can see the fake boob scars there at the bottom. That's why she isn't getting them out. She just got them.
He's going to pop up behind her in one of these pictures?
Probably.
Probably the Pig-a-Lot.
She'll be like, wait, is this a filter?
Is there a poo monster behind me? This is weird that his name's Poo. What the fuck? He's there. There he is.
He's coming.
God damn, girl.
Yeah.
She is put together. This is a pretty nice B&B they got here.
Yeah, that's why they were like, let's go be out of town, because this guy moved your bra strap while you were sleeping.
But I mean, why would she be out there by herself?
To take Insta videos. No one else has their phone. It's only her.
I guess. I mean, your friends don't want to come hang out in the hot tub?
Apparently
they'd
not.
They'd all be shit-faced. Be kissing and telling stories about boys. That's what girls do, right?
That's what I've always heard.
Oh, Pooh's controlling the light. It must be hooked up to that piglet bicycle.
This merited opening another beer.
I can't hear any dialogue or music, and the lights are flickering, so I just assume it's still like some sort of techno music.
There is no techno music. It is the score of the movie.
There is in my mind. I hope this girl has a promising career in her future.
I'd
like to see more of her.
How are they controlling the lights if they're walking up through the yard?
I told you, it's connected to Piglet's bicycle. Oh, no, Piglet's there too. They look like they're about to start busting fat rhymes.
Yeah, they do have a bit of a walk.
My name is Piglet. Does he ever, like, do pig noise?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
That's talking. That's pig talking. They're like, why are you like chloroforming her in a bathtub? Do they want to bring her back and eat her? Just drown her.
They're going to do something else with her. She's not dead. She's just unconscious.
Why does Winnie the Pooh have elbow patches on his flannel shirt? Oh, they're going to mate her with Christopher Robin? Oh, no.
No, they're going to get creative about it.
Oh, they're going to do what I said they should have done in Halloween Kills? And oh, no, she's all tied up. I thought they were going to tie her limbs to cars and pull her apart.
Jesus.
They got her hog-tied because he's a pig. Ha-ha.
I like that you caught that, yes.
Going to beat her head in with a sledgehammer. Who turned the cars on? They know how to operate vehicles?
Seems so.
No one in the house is like, why the fucking car lights on? Why is our friend screaming in the truck? Pooh's sitting shotgun.
No, this is a British movie. He's in the driver's seat.
Oh, that's true. He should have been listening to NWA. Every time it cuts to his face, you can hear it, but you hear it from like the outside.
Don't call it a comeback.
Cruising down the street in my 6-foot. He's driving.
Everything takes so long in this movie.
He's going to run her head over?
Look, she's just screaming and screaming and screaming.
She doesn't even have the gag in her mouth. I'm just rolling a tire over her head. Oh, her eyeball's out.
And they're just like stretching the video like Microsoft Paint
style. Piglet squeals and snorts. He does make pig noises. These people are outside. They didn't hear that? Oh, no, they did hear it. All right. And the people in the house heard it. All right. Yeah, maybe you could have heard it at the beginning of the 5-minute segment of her doing it. You didn't have to wait till her head exploded. It just looks like daytime out. Yeah. It's just very foggy. This all doesn't feel quite right. Fucking Velma from Scooby-Doo over here.
The breathing heavily is like, they're breathing so heavily. Yeah, they're like, and talking through that.
Oh, our brain's bubbling. Let's get inside. That's why you need a Marlon Wayans to be like, run, bitch! Get out? They were just outside. Someone wrote get out
in blood.
On the windows in blood. This is the girl's face. This is the part I saw in the trailer, and I was like, oh, this looks like shit.
There's someone outside. Let's throw our body against the window to see.
They couldn't be out there. There should be a realization that they wrote it in blood on the inside.
Right.
Then the lights cut out. Is that about to happen? It was done from the outside. Ah, I don't, damn it. I like how she had to touch it to see that. Like, wait a minute. This is on the outside.
Did you ever lick a window, Josh?
When I was a kid, I was licking everything.
I guess that's true.
Before you knew about germs, my kids have never had it so lucky. They had to live through a pandemic. He's got a machete now.
And he suddenly doesn't know where they are, but there's bees all around him. He's
followed by bees. That should be the hero of this franchise. Machete.
That would be amazing.
Robert Rodriguez's Machete. He shows up to kill all of the creatures.
The unstoppable Danny Trejo. How do they not know where they are? They're walking.
Yeah, he's right there in the window.
His ears.
They're trying
move.
To get in the house. There's numerous windows they could shatter at any point if they wanted to get in the house.
They've proven they're literate, so they know how to get into a house.
Their mission is clearly suspense. Christopher Robbins taught him how to read and write, but he didn't teach him like how to take care of themselves. We can communicate, but we never thought about feeding ourselves. We can dress ourselves. All of their dialogue to one another is all unnecessary shit. It's all common sense stuff. Like, hey, I'm right here for you, okay? It's like, yeah, no shit. We're all trapped here.
They can't, and they, like, these are all very bad actresses. None of them are good.
Let's go into the side of the house. It's like, yes, obviously.
So one of them has a knife, one of them has a hammer, and one of them is holding their face, and the other one is touching her. I left the door open. Oh, no.
What? None of them have gone for their cell phones.
Nope.
We made a pact. We're not going to use them.
Rules
no matter
rules.
What. That one girl did, and she's dead. Yeah.
The phones attracted Winnie the Pooh.
He was tracking us on Instagram. We did not need a scene of her, literally her going through three drawers. Oh, she's got a gun. This is an Airbnb. Why would you hide? He's right there. Break yourself, fool.
Yeah, drop him.
Shoot him out that window, Loomis style. Don't be talking. He's right there. Shut the fuck up. The element of surprise is very much in your favor right now. Don't ruin it. Look, what type of room is this?
This is an indoor pool. Look at how fucking dope this indoor pool is.
That's just literally just for diving, though. That seems like a very costly hobby. So narrow. It's like people who have like one lane bowling alleys in their house and they're not regulation size.
Yeah, that's weird.
I went to a bowling alley not too long ago, and they were all very narrow. All the lanes were very narrow. I was like, this is weird.
Huh.
And it was expensive. It was like fucking $50 for two people to go bowling.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Because it was glow bowling. It's like, uh-huh.
So Piglet is attacking. He just knocked a girl over who had the hammer. He now has a different hammer.
He's got a hammer like Triple H and a chain around his neck like old school John Cena. This girl cannot get out of the pool to save her friend's life. She's just standing there.
Oh, no. He's not going to kill the one on the ground. He's turned his attention towards the girl in the pool.
I wish they hadn't taken this, this like, whatever you would call it. Like, oath not to speak, because I wish Piglet was singing Sledgehammer by Genesis the whole time.
You see how long it's taking him? Now he's going the other way.
He's tied the sledgehammer to the chain, Piglet, and swing it around.
Nah, he changed his mind. He's just changing
weapons.
He's
getting in the pool. Just get out of the pool, honey. He's walking one step a minute. Yeah, go to the deep end. It doesn't look like Piglet can swim. Come on.
There is no splashing sound, by the way. It's just the music. There's no splashing or anything as you're seeing him slam his hammer into the water.
Swim to the bottom of the pool. He won't be able to hit you down there. Oh, that girl's awake.
Yep, she's seeing her friend. And then the coolest shot in the movie.
Oh! Holy shit! He took her whole face off with a sledgehammer. Her head, like, exploded. How he ever caught up with her, I have no idea. Because she decided it wasn't faster to swim in a pool.
You see,
and now
her
he's
face?
Slowly. I mean, he is half of Michael Myers' speed. You passed out again? Get up and go. Shoot him. End this movie.
So the beauty of the scene that just happened is that you can tell that they, like, the actors don't know what to do at one point because the bad guy's moving so slowly that there's no way they wouldn't get caught.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And they just stretch it and stretch it and stretch it. And that's the point of this movie, is that, like, every reaction is, like, extended by 1,000%.
I mean, yeah, they must have known going in, like, we don't got a lot here.
They definitely
so
do
like
that.
Because you have to hit a certain amount of time to be able to be released as a film. But just put in useless dialogue.
I mean, they
that's
did
why
that too.
That's why you use a character like a Harbinger of Doom. You should have had some old grandma of the woods that was explain their backstory.
Or that mechanic guy.
We don't go into 100 Acre Woods. Child. Some, you know, elderly black woman, like an Ernest Scared Stupid. It's Eartha Kitt from the original Catwoman.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking
She's
about.
She's like, you know Ernest?
I do know Ernest.
His Halloween movie is about a troll that comes back to life because the stupidest person in the world's bloodline brought him back to life, that being Ernest. And there's this like crazy inventor slash voodoo lady that like warns Ernest not to go into the woods, and that's Eartha Kitt. She was Catwoman in the Adam West Batman. She also voices the bad guy in Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, okay.
The crazy lady. It's her. But that's like her normal voice. So this is just crazy, like, scientist lady with that voice. It's hilarious.
So Winnie is disgusting as he eats honey.
He's incapable of eating honey, so he's just rubbing it on his face. While his mouth slowly kind of moves up and down a little. I bet he's going to be chugging that by the bottle full in the next one. Oh, he's heard something. I do very much like he's very Michael Myers-y.
Very much so.
I'm going to refill my drink real quick.
Okay. So the girl who was at the pool, who fell over and was asleep, she just woke up and she is on like a deck, and Winnie the Pooh is just eating honey, and now they're just looking at each other. Oh, and now there's like an orchestral chorus. The honey. Oh, he's over top of her and he's like leaking honey on her face, coming out of his nose and shit. It's disgusting.
What is he doing to her?
He's just drooling fucking nasty shit on her.
Got myself drink number two of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah. I'm way ahead of you, bro.
Joshy's on vacation and he's making homemade margs, bitch. Oh, Pooh just slapped that girl to unconsciousness. He's slapping her dead body, I assume.
He just, like, just continuously beating the shit.
Oh, that's good.
I'm drinking Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. If I had seen this coming when I was in my 20s, I'd have rolled over in my grave.
Drinking Miller High Life?
Yeah, I used to be such a beer snob, it's not even funny. Like, I have an app that tracks every beer I drink, and I, like, write reviews and shit, and I do that for, like, every beer. And now I'm on Miller High Life.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta go with a classic.
It tastes fucking terrible. I'm not enjoying it.
Oh, no good?
I don't like Miller High Life, no. It was just the cheapest option, and I wanted something cheap and fast.
I do find myself at the store always kind of having a conversation to get a Miller. Because they do look good in the bottle, but that is never means anything. Yeah. I'm not sure. I've probably had one before, but I've never drank Miller enough to know exactly what it tastes like. I assume it tastes like Bud Light.
Bud Light's worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bud Light's worse.
I mean, I put all those in the same category: Bud Light, Coors Light.
Yeah, all Miller of them are Light, in the same. Miller Light is the best light beer, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between Miller Lite and a Miller High Life?
Miller High Life is, like, thinner. It just tastes different. It's a different beer entirely. But Miller Lite...
Is it the difference between, like, a Corona Extra and a Corona Light?
I guess it's kind of like that, but I don't know.
Yeah, Corona Premium.
I can tolerate a Miller Lite pretty well, but this one I'm hoping to get through all these tonight so I don't have to deal with this again.
I had a Tecate. You ever had that? Mm-mm. Mexican beer? It's like Mexican Budweiser, I guess. I had it at a Mexican restaurant in Ohio with my uncle, and I absolutely loved it. So then I tracked it down here where I live. I had to, like, contact the... Because it's distributed in America by Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, like, contact the Budweiser plant and find out where it was sold. And I found it, so I bought, like, a case, and I took it home and popped one open, and was like, this sucks. I don't know why it was different, because when I had it, it was the best beer I'd ever taste. So I was pumped. Maybe it was light, and I didn't know it was light or something, and I bought regular. I don't know. But at the restaurant, we just ordered Tecate, and then I bought Tecate. And it didn't work out.
That sucks. So the three remaining girls... found Christopher Robin somehow, and they've set him free.
He looks like he's going to turn into a werewolf.
And now the sleepy girl who falls asleep a whole bunch is like chained to trees, crucifix style.
They got it chained up like it's King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong style.
I'm waiting for giant rabbit to come stomping through the woods. Is this the one he was slapping?
That's the one he was, I think so.
This is the results of the slaps? He slapped her into a welted eye.
I mean, he did hit her over and over and over.
She's saying Pooh and Piglet.
Oh, no, this is the girl from, they bumped into her at the mechanic.
Oh, yes. That's what they call themselves. They don't talk. Half pig, half bear. That's not what they are. That's not what they are. One of them's half pig. The other one is half bear. Some sort of man, bear, pig. Al Gore.
She's like, oh, you talk to the bears?
Piglet just snorts. He can't talk. What about Pooh? Is Pooh going to talk? Is this going to be like that Planet of the Apes movie where the whole time he doesn't talk and then out of nowhere he starts talking?
I don't know. I guess we'll see, won't we?
Those are pretty good movies. You ever seen those?
The Planet of the Apes movies?
The newer ones?
Yeah, some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. That new one coming out, I don't know about that one, though.
I didn't like the last one all that much either.
Jesus Christ, it's depressing. It's like fucking Schindler's List for apes. What have they done to me? Because she saw herself in the mirror. You couldn't feel that, sweetheart.
She just doesn't like how ugly she is.
I don't think she's the one that got slapped. I think the sleepy one was the one getting slapped.
Yeah, the sleepy one got slapped. She's not around.
There's no way she would react like this. She would just cry. She wouldn't just be like, what have they done to me? You know what they did to you. They clearly beat the living shit out of you. You were there.
I don't know. There's a really fucked up movie called Martyrs, and in that one, someone got severely tortured, and then they untortured her, and she saw herself in the mirror, and she tries to kill herself because she just can't stand how she looks. It's a fucking crazy, awful movie.
Yeah, there's those fucking pull-behind trailers again.
Yep, this is...
And Pooh and Piglet's barbecue hangout spot.
I was thinking more like Thunderdome.
They do. They got like a green egg grill and a regular grill. What is this? This is definitely a campground, and they're like, this would be cool to film here. She just shot at nothing?
At nothing.
Well, there's Piglet. Cap him. What are you waiting for? He looks like a Mortal Kombat villain.
He does. Like the round one.
Baraka.
Fight. Why is she wearing sweatpants over her navel?
This is intense.
So I missed why she's important to the plot, but I'm pretty sure the answer is no real reason.
Yeah, shoot him. What are you talking for? The time for talk is over. I'm assuming her husband was dead. The gun's not working. We don't need that dialogue. We can see the gun's not working. Had one bullet in the Airbnb?
I guess so.
Pooh's going to throw her in that fire. Piglet squealing, I feel like, is cheating to not talking.
Yeah, 100%.
Why would he pour honey on her?
Because he's going to eat that face.
He's going to eat her face. Bear style.
The animated smiles. They tricked me in the movie theater, but now that I'm watching it, it's just straight up like photo editor. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Piglet's eating her face. Piglet's got a taste for honey as well.
Seems so. Pigs will eat anything.
Oh, she's falling asleep again. She just ducked down. As Pooh Bear ran after them. Oh, she's got the sledgehammer. Sledgehammer.
Burr, burr.
Oh, damn, girl.
She's like, slap me again. Slap me again, motherfucker.
Clock Piglet in the face with a sledgehammer. Who lit these torches? That thing's going up like a goddamn flamethrower. Yeah, propane tank in your pants?
It's like half of the stick is on fire. It must be so hot to hold that.
It's like a baseball bat on fire. Did you throw it down?
Yeah.
Well, it was the only thing he's ever seemed to be scared of.
His one weakness is fire, and you decided you didn't want to use it anymore. She had to have some kind of end game, though.
Well, she's chained him up somehow.
Yep.
She's tamed up the piglet. I gotta hear this. Oh, she's punched him in the face. I like this one. She's feisty.
She has a bag full of coins that she's hitting him with. Oh, no, maybe not. The sound effects are a little, eh.
Imagine filming this and keeping a straight face. He's going to break the chains. Incredible Hulk style.
It's coming. Again, I cannot stress enough how good the score is. It's so good. And, like, it's what makes this movie watchable.
I mean, the cinematography is not bad for the budget I'm sure this had.
Yeah, like, it's excellent. Everything about it is great except for their execution of lines as characters and the general plot.
Let me look it up.
Oh, cracking him with a hammer in the face.
This had a budget of $50,000. This is very good for 50 grand.
Absolutely. Like I said, I think this is an important film.
I mean, it's hard to say important because horror never gets the credit it deserves. I mean, I don't think this is any masterpiece or anything, but it's fun.
It is fun. That's the whole point.
What I want a slasher to be. I want it to be fun. But there are mistakes like that. Like, yeah, why is he moving so slow? Like, oh, through the mouth.
Through the mouth with a machete into a tree. Well,
get her number, Pooh Bear.
Jesus, yeah. Well, now she's going to be asleep again.
Forever.
Yes, this girl fell asleep 3 fucking times in this movie, the sleepy girl. Ah, the blood is really bad. The blood is fake, like CGI shit.
We're down to 2.
One of them is clearly a lesbian trying to get with the other one, but the other one is clueless. Pooh is running and swinging the hammer for no reason as he's running.
Look at him walk. This movie made, is this the first one? Yeah, the first one grossed $5.2 million
Hell
on a $50,000 budget. That's pretty damn good.
That's pretty damn good. So they just bumped into these 3 dudes who own a truck as they're running through the woods. And they are not understanding anything that these girls are. He's just like, wait, there are people out there?
That's the gas station guy.
Is it the same? You aren't making any sense. This part of the movie is what made me consider not doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Because this part is absolutely painful.
As in bad acting?
Yes.
When you get all these dudes together, yeah. Let me turn it up a bit. The second one. And I'm sure the majority of the $5 million the first one made was on DVD sales.
Probably.
Second one's not on DVD yet. The second one has a budget of $1 million.
Oh, shit. Hopefully that...
And worldwide, it's only made 619,000 so far.
I'll participate.
But when you get DVD sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not nothing, even though it seems like it's nothing. It's still not nothing. I was excited to bust this DVD out, and then it was on Peacock, so it's like, what's the point if I can just watch it?
This is going to be like the end of Halloween Kills.
It is.
Someone brought the iron.
Like, they keep stopping and, like, being like, those girls are scared back there. Yeah, okay. And then he's talking shit, and they're like, but wait. Those are some scary people. Are we sure we want to do this?
Yeah, this is bad.
This is, like, it doesn't fucking end.
They're surrounding them. Now do what you should do and all attack him at the same time. I forgot this was British because they look like rednecks. And that guy sounded Australian. He's like, it's your lucky day, mate. It sounded like Jason Statham.
He's hitting Pooh with a crowbar. Pooh's not going to take that well.
Please be revealed that Winnie the Pooh's a robot. Terminator music hits. You're tough, I'll give you that. You just hit him in the head with a crowbar. He should be dead.
He's like, you just wait until I start fighting you. I'm going to start fighting you now. And then it zooms in on their weapons, and they continue to fight.
The fourth guy's weapon was a bottle of champagne. Baseball bat, crowbar, knife, champagne bottle.
And they just go around in circles for a while with this camera.
The main hillbilly looks like Ted Nugent.
He does look like Ted Nugent. All right, now they're going to finally start fighting.
Sledgehammer. Jesus, yeah, they are. They are attacking them all at once. Good teamwork, fellas. They've seen a horror movie before.
Yeah, and they're, like, trying to disable him. They're hitting him in the kneecaps.
Right in the back of the neck. Not a single one of them. Any sort of fear of getting charged with manslaughter.
No.
That's what did it? The bottle?
Yep.
The bottle over the head, not the sledgehammer.
Here we go.
You rip him in half? He looks enormous in comparison. This is some fucking Peter Jackson-style camera work here. He's going to slap him. He just slapped that guy to death. He slapped half his face off. Did he grow in size? That was incredible.
Yep, he just slapped that dude's face right off.
Why is he slapping? That was never a thing.
That's how
Pooh Bear's signature bears slap.
Bears do slap. They like crunch your like vertebrae if they're trying to kill you fast.
Now he's karate chopping. Yeah, but they're more like swiping with their claws than slapping.
I guess, yeah. He just straight up crushed that dude's head.
He just slit his throat with a slap. And he sicked the bees on him.
He can control
bees. He has control
bees.
Of the bees. You think bees would be his natural enemy?
Right.
Because he'd always be stealing their honey. This is an action-packed thrill ride, my friend. Put that on the backs.
Hell
action-packed
yeah.
Thrill ride. High on Horror Podcast.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
Oh, shit, this is like Halloween 4. He's climbing up the back of the truck.
Yeah, you thought you had him. Not anymore. Yeah,
it should be full of hillbillies for him to kill. I can't believe that this only cost 50 grand.
Yeah, they actually did a really excellent job.
Take notes, Llamageddon. This is how you make a fucking movie. Now, I'm sure if I wasn't talking along with this and I was just watching, I might be displeased, but I mean...
You'd like it a lot less than you're liking it right now.
It's the quality. It's the quality. The film quality is on point. It's not fucking, you know, this ain't This ain't the Avengers, but this ain't Oppenheimer level camera work. But I mean, for this is what I want. This is what I want. Shitty actors and a fun villain.
Exactly. You were just saying that in the last episode we recorded.
Make me Friday the 13th movies like this.
They are answering the call, and the call is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah, it's everything I didn't know I needed. I wasn't looking for love, and love found me in the form of poo, blood, and honey.
I told you, this is the Super Bowl of High on Horror.
Congratulations, folks. We made it to the mountaintop.
This is the best slasher I've seen. Like, I like this one as much as I like, was it Happy Death Day? No, the other one. Where they switch bodies.
Oh, Freaky?
Freaky. I like this one as much as I like Freaky.
Oh, Pooh's got her. I really like Freaky.
I love Freaky, but yep, he's got the nerd girl. Our main character's quite bloody.
I think I like Freaky more than the Happy Death Day movies.
I definitely like Freaky more than the Happy Death Day movies.
Yeah, and I liked the Happy Death Day, but yes, yeah, I like this a lot.
We're just still lingering on her. Oh, he ripped her head off.
He probably slapped it off, Miles.
He slapped it off.
Missed opportunity there. You could have slapped her entire body away
in an explosion
and just left her head. Yeah, if this is what we can expect from the Pooterverse, sign me the fuck up.
I think this is what we can expect from the Pooterverse.
We got a Blood and Honey at 2 ASAP. We got a Bambi the Ravager or whatever the fuck it is.
The Reckoning.
The Reckoning. Looks insane. Did you watch that trailer yet?
I did not. I saw it's out, but I didn't watch
it. It's just a teaser. It's just a little teaser, but you do see Bambi in it.
Bambi's like a big giant monster from the Pact, right?
Yeah, it's he's big. Yeah. Flips a fucking car. What are you going to do here, Pooh Bear?
Our main character is the last one standing, our final girl. What is going to happen in the Pooterverse? Where'd he come up with a knife? I guess he took it from the person he slapped his face off.
Yeah, what do you need a knife for? Oh, Christopher Robin, where'd you get a car?
He fucked him up. Christopher Robin came in the 11th hour.
Pinned him against another car. Where's Piglet?
Piglet got hung, remember? Sleepy Girl hung
him. Oh, he's still chained up there, yep. Well, I figured Pooh let him down afterwards.
Could be. I don't know.
Because he stabbed that chick through the mouth with a machete.
In the beginning cartoon, they were like, Pooh is sadistic and likes to torture Piglet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why Piglet's subservient, because he abuses him.
Hurt people hurt. Oh, Pooh. This is like H2O. He's going to lob his head off with an axe.
See, this is every slasher movie you want, all rolled into one.
It is. I fucking love it, dude. I can't wait for Blood and Honey 2. I hope they keep rolling them out this fast, too. Because there was like less than a year between sequels. And for some reason, I hope one of them winds up being at like an amusement park.
That would be good. That would be good.
Like, what's that movie Red Fox says is good all the time? What's the one at the amusement park?
I don't know.
Fear something? Came out a couple years ago. I want to say 2018. Fright Fest?
Fright Fest or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to start it, and the acting was so bad. I just couldn't.
Yeah, that's how you would feel about this movie if we weren't talking over it.
Yeah. Jesus, he's moving the cars. Pooh is alive, folks.
Yeah.
Where'd Christopher Robin go?
He's carrying the girl away. He's trying to get away from him.
Oh, that's him, yes. I thought that was girl on girl, but I forgot the other girl got her body slapped away. Oh, now Pooh's going to get set on fire. What is all over his knife? Clay?
I guess. Mud.
It's pure white. I guess she's covered in mud as well. Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought Pooh was going to get set on fire when the car blew up, but no. It's just a cool effect in the background. Kick him in the balls, sweetheart.
All right, you're going to want to turn the volume up for this.
You can't keep questioning him, Christopher Robin. You know there's no answers to why.
Turn it up, turn it up.
I did. Imagine delivering that dialogue. Take me! You've heard enough people poo. We gotta stab her right through the spine. Cut her stomach open. Is this still the strong face girl?
Yep.
Really?
They just keep going on and on and on. This is the end of this is what you need to hear.
Let her go and I'll stay with you forever. We can be pals, remember? Did he say you left?
You left.
He actually said that? I couldn't hear it. I just saw
this. No, he just kind of groans, you left. And that is a real missed opportunity for old bother. If ever there was one, it made me so mad that they intentionally missed the mark on that one.
Oh, bother should have been what he said when he was going to get hit by the car.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of opportunities for that. So she got stabbed, and she's dying in his arms for a really long time.
Yeah. You don't even know this chick. And she got her throat slit. How long does it take to die from that? This is taking obnoxiously long.
This is how everything is in this movie.
Us there could have been cutaways where they were together with dialogue to fill in these gaps.
That would have been equally bad filmmaking.
This should have been his wife. He cared less when his wife got murdered.
He cared a lot less when his wife got murdered.
And Pooh, if you don't care and you're going to kill him, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Or is Christopher Robin going to be the through line on this series?
Why did he not get Christopher Robin? He just went to stabbing the already dead girl. Well, Christopher Robin sits there and watches.
Squelching. Stabbing.
Oh, he's just stabbing her in the skull over and over again. Run away, dude! Get out of the woods!
Yeah, he could be gone by now. Now he's leaving. Oh, that's good. It already exploded. Why is it going to explode again?
Oh, that's the end.
That's the end.
Oh, is there a mid-credits?
I don't think so.
We'll see. Get out of here, Ouija watch. I don't want to watch your movie. That was amazing. Not to overhype it or anything, but...
You liked it.
Just, yeah, quality stuff.
I'm so glad you liked it, dude.
I mean, we're almost at the end of the credit. I fast-forwarded through the credits. Let's see if maybe Piglet gets freed or something.
Music
weird
by,
ending, though. Just kind of ended.
Yeah, music by Andrew Scott Bell. Andrew Scott Bell, I commend you, sir. You
have... The end credits says, shot on location in England, UK. Winnie the Pooh will return.
Oh, shit.
Like the Avengers.
So here we have it, bro. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, you missed a key element, and that was that you had to be tortured through it. It sounds like you really, really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I liked it a lot, too. I bought it on DVD, but I didn't finish telling you about this box set. Let me read to you what is on the Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey box set.
The Steelbook?
The Steelbook, yes. Let me type it in here. Winnie the Pooh... Believe it or not, this is still not in the top Winnie the Pooh searches. blood. Really? Yeah, and honey. Okay, so the Ultimate Steelbook Edition. Where are you? Oh, somebody bought it. Holy shit. It was like...
there was only... Oh, is there only one? Because it's on eBay.
It's maybe. Yeah, because it was box set. Let's see. Maybe that'll do it. Damn. So it was like a crate that had the movie in it. And it also had like a teddy bear. And it had like children's books that take place in this universe. And it just... It was like yellow honey. And it had like bees on the box and stuff. And... It looked pretty cool, but I wasn't going to spend no $200+ on whatever the fuck that shit was. That was a crazy price on it. I offered $19.99, and it was immediately denied.
It was like no DVD release date information.
I found it.
The second one.
I found it. $75. So it has in it children's books. There's a poster. There's like photographs of every character, like someone's taking Polaroids, and there's the Blu-ray. There's two posters, a children's book, stills from the movie, and the Blu-ray. And this one is for $75.
Send it to me. I want to see it.
I'm sending it to you. It's kind of a lot.
Let's take a gander. I did see this picture of what looked like book accurate poo drinking a bucket of blood.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So it looks like those are three posters, the book, the pictures, and the disc.
Not worth that type of money.
Hell no. But it is kind of crazy that this exists.
Yeah.
Somebody bought it and posted about it on Reddit. Anywho, so there we have it, folks. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. We both loved it. What are we going to rate this bad boy?
I mean, jars of honey.
Jars of honey seems pretty good.
Face slaps. Bear slaps.
Bear slaps. I like it. I like it. That scene where they're in the swimming pool, the conclusion of that scene is so good.
Oh, sledgehammer.
Yeah, with the sledgehammer and he knocked her face off is definitely the best part of the movie. But, like, there's just no point of the movie where, all the kills are great. All of them. And it...
Yeah, no, they are. They, you know, you clean up that shitty CGI blood, which I'm sure they did with the budget that is fucking, what, 20 times the amount? I'm sure they've cleaned that up a lot in the second one, so... Yeah, I'm here for it. I get 6 month wait to see the fucking movie, though. That sucks.
That does suck. I'm not a fan. Maybe someone will get it sooner. I don't know. Maybe Redbox will get it before anybody, but Max has the streaming rights to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, fucking Max got commercials now. Piece of shit. But yes, rating system. Let's go sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer. Brr, brr. How many are you going to give it?
See, with movies like this, I want to take them for what they are. So, like, a 5 out of 5 for this would not be, like, a regular 5 out of 5. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This is not on the level of a 5 out of 5 movie. But comparatively to all the other movies I've ever seen that are this quality and this budget, it is far superior in quality to any other movie I've ever seen that is anywhere near this type of budget. I've seen movies with fucking 10 times the budget this has, and it doesn't look as good. And I mean from a film quality-wise. Like, the cameras they're using, usually nowadays these lower budgets look like dog shit.
Absolutely.
Because they're filming it on a phone or whatever.
Right, right.
But, I mean, the quality's there. The cinematography was great. I thought it was cool how... He acted like Michael Myers, like it was like a slasher movie. I really liked it. You go first.
5 out of 5.
Are you?
Kakoa Shaw would be proud of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Kakoa? Yeah, fuck it. Maybe it's the tequila talking. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Kakoa Shaw approved, motherfuckers. We are back, baby.
And context is important. Like, if we're putting this up against The Ritual, this is a 0 yeah, out of 5. I mean,
we didn't give The Blob 5 out of 5, and that movie's amazing.
Yeah, we gotta go through and, like, because we didn't give Dawn of the Dead a 5 out of 5. So
I did. You did. But I did.
You knew. You knew.
Yeah, I want to. 100th episode, we'll do a show recap episode.
We definitely should do that.
One of the things we will discuss is the Kakoa Shell rating. And what movies that are great are listed as great, and what movies that are great somehow miss the mark.
Yeah, this is going to be fucking... I'm so glad to be back, bro. And, like, it's a bummer you couldn't be here, but I'm glad to be back either way.
I'm glad, yes, absolutely. It's fun to be doing this. I'm very much liking doing the commentary tracks.
Yeah, maybe we'll definitely throw another one in here in the next couple episodes.
Yeah, I feel that it breaks it up every few episodes, bring a commentary. They're a lot easier to record, so it makes it helps to keep with consistent episodes to throw a commentary up. I do a lot of commentaries on my other show, and Four Nerds by Nerds, and we have gotten away from that, and we're coming back to it on that as well, pretty much strictly commentaries, because it is easier.
Yeah, and I want to hear when someone actually sits down and watches a movie with our commentary. I
don't
need
think
it to
anyone's
happen.
Ever done that. I've listened to hundreds of shows that are commentary style, and I've never once have I ever sat down and done it with the movie on.
It's so crazy that Zach Bagans is doing a commentary on his own show with all of the people
that
who are on
insane.
The show. Just,
yeah, that is insane.
He's like the most fucking self-centered person. Like, the ego on this man is insane. But anyway, so yeah,
we do want to hear when you do listen to the show.
Yes.
If you listen to the show, if you hear anything you like that we thought were funny, if you fucking have any thoughts or opinions on what we watched or disagree with what we say, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We are HonHPod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Find us. Communicate with us. Tell us what movies you'd like to hear us do commentaries for or review. Tell us what movies you think are Kurosawa Shaw approved.
We're in. Just let us know. We want to hear it. And if you want any merch, it's our Threadless store, honhpod.threadless.com. Get yourself a logo shirt. Maybe we'll have a new logo at some point. I don't know. But definitely get yourself some cool new swag. And I'm going to get my own here someday soon. It'll be great. I ordered some. Yeah. It came to the wrong address in the mail. And then they sent it back, and the post office threw it away. So I had bought one. I just never got it.
I went on to the Threadless store, and I had some in my cart, but I just never pulled the trigger on it. Yeah, I don't know what's taking so long. I love our merch. I really need to get some. I wear my other... I have Four Nerds by Nerds merch, and I wear that all the time, but I've just never pulled the trigger on buying ours.
Yep.
I just feel like forget it's there. And we don't want you to forget it's there. So go over. We need to start announcing when there's sales, because there are sales quite often.
Yeah, and like we can do Toast of the Realms ones. We can do all kinds of stuff. So anywho, well, audience, just remember, life is tough. So why not get
high on